Welcome back to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. I am Bradley, as always, joined by my co-host Zane. And if you missed last episode, go give that a listen if you haven't already. But how are you doing today, Zane?
Could be better. As you know, I'm sick. All right, so I am dying right now, ladies and gentlemen. I could be better. And my team lost. So, you know, it's just all around just not good.
Yeah.
I was at Bible camp all weekend, though. That was a blast. And then I got sick when I got home. And also, want to apologize. We didn't end up recording because we had totally forgotten. And then I forgot to tell him that I was out of town. So, just whole mess.
Yeah. But I did record a Steelers little video, so go give that a watch if you haven't already. Yeah. But yeah, hopefully Zane gets better in the next couple of days.
Yeah, no, my head has been killing me. How are you doing, though?
I'm doing pretty good, other than my team lost. I would say it's a bit of a fraudulent loss there, because Anthony Rich... Yeah, like, our game plan going into it was Anthony Richardson, but then he got injured.
Again.
Again.
What was it?
Yeah. He got injured, and then he came back into the game. The very first play, They ran a QB. They ran a QB run.
And they got hurt again. Stupid. So stupid.
Yeah. It was ridiculous, but yeah, there was a lot of exciting games this weekend.
Crazy. We didn't do predictions, but it was a crazy week.
We did not. But this week we will do predictions. Yeah.
We will have those up on Friday morning.
Yeah. Probably. So
we'll have our Thursday night prediction for today.
Honestly, who plays Thursday night?
An actual decent team versus an actual decent team, I think. Not like this last one where it's just mid after mid.
Yeah, dude, these past ones. I'm pretty sure I fell asleep the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude, that's how boring it was.
I'm pretty sure that's why we didn't record, right? It's because you fell asleep.
I'm pretty sure.
Wild.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Absolutely wild.
Oh, okay. It's the Bucks and Falcons.
Good game. See? A good division game.
Good game, yeah.
So you want to jump into any of the news first before we talk about this week's games? Like the Devontae Adams stuff?
Yeah, we can talk about the Devontae Adams.
Okay. So I have a buddy. He grew up with Nate Hobbs, who's a current Las Vegas Raider. And he says...
Cornerback, yeah.
Yeah, cornerback. And he's been saying to him that Adams really wants to play with Rodgers. So, if Adams ends up leaving the Raiders, I'd expect the Jets and Commanders to be that top two.
No.
It all depends on if the Jets want to pay the money and the picks.
Yeah, I mean... And that wouldn't get the Jets anywhere, though.
It would help that offense because they'd at least have two good wide receivers. It's just like they have other issues to worry about right now. Like the offensive line.
Yeah, like wide receiver is probably one of my last concerns if I'm the Jets. But if you can get Devontae Adams for cheap, sure. But I wouldn't give too much up for him.
Second round or fourth round?
Yeah.
That's about what it's rumored right now.
So, I mean... I personally want him to get to the Steelers, but...
To be fair, y'all are the dark horse team.
Yeah, I didn't even think about the Commanders. That is weird, honestly. Like, why was that the first team you thought of?
Because Devontae Adams was complimenting Jaden Daniels a lot pre-draft. And post and everything. And he even said that that's the guy they wanted to fall to them.
That's hilarious. Saying that with the 13th pick.
Crazy. So he told him some teams would be stupid and let him drop.
Obviously. Yeah, I guess so, yeah. I don't know where I think he might go. He could go to
Saint. Okay, so I have like four teams, five teams if I'm being biased, but four teams really. Obviously Commanders, Jets. I think Saints, just to go back with Carr and actually stay with Derek Carr, because that's why he went to the Raiders anyway.
Yeah.
That would make sense. And obviously the Steelers, because they need another wide receiver.
Yeah, I like... It would be nice for the Saints to get Devontae Adams.
I mean, him and Olave, they'd fix their wide receiver problem. Their O-line problem's fixed. They have running backs. They need some help on defense, but it looks good. Like, they're a solid team.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's... I'm just going to say the Steelers to manifest it.
I think the Patriots just to manifest it, but he
would. Not really. Yeah, not there's really. No way.
No. He's respected by his team, so they won't force him to go somewhere that he doesn't want to go.
Yeah.
Which is fair. I wouldn't want to come to Patriots right now either. Unless it's the off season and we're offering you a bunch of money. T. Higgins?
Yeah. Thoughts? And fix that offensive line.
Will Campbell, you are a Patriot. I'm sorry, buddy. We already have your jersey sitting in the locker room waiting.
Yeah, I did.
So, I'm so looking forward to draft now. I knew it was going to be bad this
year. Well, I mean, talking about college a little, did you watch that Alabama and Georgia game? Or see anything?
I got to see a little bit of it. It was crazy. Ryan Williams.
That is a 17-year-old.
I know. Dude, I have been a fan of his since week one. I was like, this is a boy amongst men, but he's actually really a man.
Like, yeah, dude, man. That is just insane.
Both of them has to get a permission slip to snap those ankles.
Yeah, legally, he can't even get drafted.
He's 4 years younger than me. Golly.
Dude, I was always like scared, like, oh, dude, I'm not gonna be excited whenever I watch these players, and these guys are younger than me. And now it's gotten to that age.
Yeah. We literally, I share a birthday, an exact birthday with a player that's gonna be in this draft.
Dude, that's pretty cool.
I know. I want him to. Patriots pick him second round, but like, we don't need his position. It'd still be cool.
Who is it?
It's JT Tumalau, the edge rusher at Ohio State.
Talking about that, you want to jump right into it?
Yeah, let's jump into the games now. Since we didn't get to talk about this game at all. Did I talk to you about this game? I don't think I did, but I talked to a couple people about this game.
I don't think we texted about it.
No, I don't think we did at all with any of the games.
I don't think at all.
Any thoughts on this game? If the Giants knew how to finish a drive, if they had an actual run game, they would have won this game, and they would have won it outright. Like, there would have been no concern in my mind, because you have five scoring drives versus their, what, four?
Yeah. And the Cowboys aren't even a good team. And the Giants could have won this game.
Mm-hmm. And their run game shouldn't be this efficient against this pass rush that the Giants have, which they looked good, actually, I thought. Frankly, this whole team, both sides did. Obviously, Dallas' defense looked better, and now they're going to be without, like, two of their starters for at least a couple weeks. Like, Micah's going to be out, and I think one of their and DeMarcus Lawrence is also going to be out.
Yeah.
So that's really going to hurt this team. Frankly, I'd be really concerned as a Cowboys fan for this year right now. Just doesn't look good. Dak looked good. CeeDee looked good, obviously. He had that crazy touchdown, which he basically did all himself. Neighbors looks like a stud. I think that was my one thing I wanted to really touch up on this game, you know?
Yeah, Neighbors looks like the best wide receiver in this, or best draft pick in this draft so far.
I agree.
him and Daniels are lighting up the league.
Oh, yeah. Those LSU boys, man. If you want a wide receiver that's going to be good, you grab an LSU guy. Always.
Yeah, and I was high on Neighbors, but I was not high on Daniels. So.
It doesn't look good.
I'm 1-for-2, though.
I was only higher on Drake May than Daniels because Daniels was a one-year wonder versus Drake May, who was a two-year wonder. And I was like, they're a lot closer than people think. And I thought people were just overrating Daniels, but Daniels looks a lot better.
Yeah, the thing Daniels was doing in college, each year he was progressing. Like, each year he was getting better and better.
Yeah.
So...
Which, I mean, that's fine. Like, he still did everything he needed to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
AD's in a great scheme.
He really is, though. Like, I didn't think Cliff Kingsbury was going to be that good, but he's doing really, really, really well with Daniels.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have much more on this game other than just the wide receivers looked good and the running backs didn't. Daniel Jones looked like Daniel Jones, of course. Okay. Did you watch this game?
I did not catch this game.
Okay, do you see the stats?
I do. Yes, no. Well, I've watched bits like on NFL Red Zone, but I wasn't really paying attention.
Yeah.
And I just kept looking at the box score, and I was like, okay, the Jets are getting off to a slow start. They'll eventually score. Yeah. No.
No, I saw a lot of issues. Frankly, the O-line was not blocking at all, as you can see, with 5 sacks and 64 rushing yards and 23 attempts. That's awful. Meanwhile, Bo Nix doesn't have a wide receiver, as you can see. All of his yards, for the most part, came from Cortland Sutton, which is actually kind of insane.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, look at this. Hold on. So they literally even out. All of his yards basically came from Cortland Sutton because that's all he had this week. So Bo Nix needs a wide receiver. I hear Davante Adams is available, but that would never happen.
Oh no.
That would be still fire, though, for Bo Nix.
The Raiders would have to get Cortland Sutton. I don't think the Broncos would be willing to.
No. Javonte Williams finally looked like he was the best running back of the team, which was nice. Finally decided to show up. Obviously, as you can see on this side, the Jets just couldn't finish a drive. When Garrett Wilson isn't your top wide receiver, this game's going to go south real fast. Of course, he was getting locked down by the best corner in the league. So I guess it makes sense.
Yeah. I honestly thought this game, I thought the Jets were going to easily take this one.
See, I thought it was going to be a lot like the Patriots one. But no, the Broncos decided we're going to avenge the Patriots. We're going to avenge our former rival. And I really appreciate that.
I'm assuming the Broncos defense was finally consistent again.
Yeah. I mean, look, they literally had 5 sacks in this game. Like, they were very consistent. They were very on top of things.
Yeah, I really thought this offense was going to be the better side of things for the Broncos, but it's the defense.
Yeah. Did you say I think it was P.J. Locke towards ACL or something, and he still played the rest of the game?
No, oh my gosh, that is bizarre.
Bro was a beast. All right, I gotta give credit.
You got that dog in you if you're doing that.
Oh yeah, he played the full game. Absolute dog. This game was kind of a snooze fest, though. I couldn't watch a lot of these games because I was driving home. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good job, Broncos. Thank you for avenging my Patriots. I appreciate it. Okay. We look so bad with our... I wanted to bring this up first. We look so bad with our Vikings take.
Oh, it's awful, yeah. They've already beat both of our projected wins or tied
I'm
with it.
Four, didn't I?
What?
Didn't I have four?
Yeah, so it's tied. So they could lose the rest of the game. Seize the rest of the games.
Yeah, if they lose out, I mean, hey, that's still be right. Jordan Love, definitely that first game back jitters kind of thing.
Okay.
Best Brett Favre confession.
Yeah, I was about to say he was wearing a Brett Favre jersey before the game. What else should we expect?
It's funny. Jordan Addison comes back into the lineup this week, scores a touchdown, and gets 73 yards. This offense is going to get going in the next coming weeks. It just looks good. Like, the whole team looks good. And they're going to get TJ Hockenson back probably next week. Maybe not this week, maybe this week. I don't know. And, of course, we got to talk about the defense wasn't great, but you still got three picks and a sack. So you're doing everything you can in this game. Right?
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I thought the defense played good. They just started giving up. Giving up points towards the end. And I feel like this is usually what teams tend to do whenever they're up big. They just give up points.
Yeah.
Towards the end of the game.
So weird.
And it's just like unnecessary points. And the Packers almost came back. But I think they just rushed Jordan Love. Back too quickly.
Yeah, I agree. Who do they play next? The Rams.
I think you should have sat. I know this is a division game, but still, you should have sat. Sat Jordan Love.
I think he'll be fine next week. Like, I think he'll look good again next week. Reed had another great game, though. Just want to say a shout out.
Yeah, I am concerned for the pass rushers on the Packers side. They just aren't getting to the quarterback that I noticed. So,
I mean, they had two sacks and one's a corner. Quay Walker looks good, but like you have a bunch. You've literally drafted a pass rusher, I think, like almost every year for the past 5 years. One of them should work.
Yeah. And, yeah. And you paid Gary this offseason. They paid Gary, right? Or Clark?
I don't know.
Who did they pay in the offseason?
Gary?
Yeah. Yeah, Rashawn Gary.
One of the two.
Yeah. And I think he's like the highest paid. And
he's probably up there. Wouldn't surprise me. Crazy.
I mean, the Vikings are legit, though.
They are very legit. I'm excited to see them. For the rest of this year.
Imagine the Vikings are the ones that beat the Chiefs.
Hey, man. Sam Darnold, I might have to go get that jersey. And our boy J.J. McCarthy, he might not just have a job.
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to learn this
thing. You know that meme that's like them flipping burgers?
Yeah.
J.J. McCarthy after this season.
I could see it. How did they win this game? I didn't get to watch a lot of these games, so I apologize. Just don't really see how they won this game.
Kirk Cousins being inconsistent. This is not the same Kirk Cousins, I fear, that we've seen these past previous years.
They had two defensive touchdowns. That's insane. And then four field goals.
Falcons defense. They just don't know how to finish a drive. And the Saints 2 weeks were fraudulent. So,
I mean, I can still see them being fine, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to be the team that we thought. Like, Derek Carr can't pass 15 times and score three touchdowns.
No. They also just, for Falcon side of things, you can't just rush 15 times for only 88 yards. That's not efficient, like, at all.
Yeah.
That worries me.
I'm pretty sure Bijan is injured.
He is? That's likely.
I'm pretty sure.
Questionable, yeah. Hamstring limited in practice. Yeah, lovely.
Yeah.
killing my fantasy football teams, guys. Come on. No more injuries. Turn them off. Ban the injuries.
Ban injuries.
Mm-hmm. Ban injuries, man. Turn them off on, turn them off.
I agree.
Yeah. Honestly, Carr and Cousins had basically identical stats. Just Carr completed more passes.
Oh, yeah.
It's still logged. Crazy. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't get to watch this game, of course, so I didn't know if you did or not. I had any feedback. I just saw the two defensive touchdowns, which is insane. I did get to watch this one, though.
Oh, I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Hurts is not that guy, pal. Hurts is not that guy. Everybody actually is like this top five-ish quarterback. Wrong. Also, screw you, Saquon Barkley, for not getting a touchdown. You sold a parlay.
Same. I started betting on the sleeper app.
Yeah.
I bet it this weekend. I lost all three of my bets.
That's crazy. Rashad White and Irving look the exact same. Just difference of touchdowns, which they were kind of just trying to get Bucky his first. Baker had three touchdowns in the day. Hurts had two.
Dude, I think Bucky Irving's going to take over the RB1 role. And
I see it happening, yeah.
Because Bucky Irving's just been more efficient.
He has been, but that also is just a scheme thing, and, like, it could change.
Yeah. I mean, for a rookie.
Yeah, no, I'm a little concerned with White right now.
I'm pretty sure Bucky Irving's EPA is better, too.
Everything is better, for the most part, yeah.
Yeah.
But Rashad White also gets the passing game. Meanwhile, Bucky Irving does not. You know? So, like, I feel like that's what
you have to
save White. Baker was just as efficient rushing as Jalen Hurts was today. Or not today. On Sunday. So, there's that. Dallas Goedert and Saquon were the top two wide receivers for the Eagles team. So, obviously, if they're healthy, they'll probably play a lot better. You clearly just don't have your guys, and frankly, I don't think they gave it to Saquon and Goddard enough. They should have been more of a focal point than they were.
I mean, they really couldn't just because they got down big early.
I mean, yes, but if you're just doing dump offs to Saquon, you're gonna get your 10 yards every time in three plays.
Yeah. I mean, I've been saying Jalen Hurts isn't that guy. I really don't think he's as good as everyone thinks he is. I hope he gets better.
Yeah.
I hope. But I just don't think he's that guy.
I don't think he's a top five quarterback, but I do think he's near top 10. When his team's healthy. Like, obviously you're not going to perform as well without your top two wide receivers.
I think, let me see where I had him. I think I had him at like 12 or 13.
Probably. I had him at like 7.
Oh, I had him at 10.
Okay. I think I had him at like 7. Where does you have it?
Oh, I had mine.
Gotcha.
I could probably look at it.
Oh, good. Godwin and Evans seem to just be really good. And then Sterling Shepard has kind of just appeared. And same with Kate Orton. Or Otten, not Orton. Godwin's actually looked great this year. I think I've said that a couple times now. He's looking like a top 10 wide receiver this season. He's having it, statistically at least, top 10 wide receiver season. And he honestly has outshined Evans a lot. For the most part.
Yeah. I think the Bucks are going to win the NFC South easily. I don't know about easily, but they're a better team than the Falcons.
Great.
I trust them more.
Me too.
In this
coming into the year too, honestly.
I don't know. I just thought too much on Kirk Cousins.
I did too, though. Like, I think I had the Falcons end up winning, but, like, the Bucs still made the playoffs kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's
just...
Oh, well, this Eagles defense does not look good either, though.
Yeah, talking about bad defenses.
Both these teams.
yeah.
This isn't even the first week in a row that the Panthers have scored more than, like, 10 points, though.
Hey, this is weird. Who's their quarterback?
Andy Dalton. he actually, like, truly didn't look as great as everybody says. It's the run game that kind of got him killed.
Yeah.
Leggett had his breakout game, though. I just wanted to say that. Look at that. Boom, bam, bop, and then 10 extra yards there. Deontay Johnson looks like a true wide receiver one. And frankly, Leggett's filled in that two, and Mingo's filled in a three. Like, all three of them have filled it in nicely.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're finally getting into their places and finding their roles on this offense, and that's what we were excited to see.
We were coming into the year, yeah, I remember. I'm just curious how what they're going to do with Bryce now. I mean, they lost, and so if they lose, like, two more, he's technically got a worse record than Bryce. I'm just saying. Chase Brown looks like he's emerged as this Bengals RB1, which I had said coming into the year that was going to happen. Had that breakout game. Of course, it's the Panthers, so, like, you can't take everything too serious. Burrow had a solid day. Great touchdown to Higgins. A little Moss touchdown in there, too. Did I say Higgins? I meant Chase. but Higgins also had a solid day as well.
Overall, yeah.
Just play better football.
I'm still really concerned for this Bengals team.
I'm concerned for their defense, not their offense.
Yeah, I'm not worried about their offense really at all. Their defense is so tremendously bad.
Yeah, no sacks, by the way.
Against this Panther, like, that's really? That's a big, big concern. That's just... Your pass rush is horrendous.
The pass rush probably isn't good, and the coverage isn't good enough so that the QB can just get the ball out quick enough.
Yeah. Really concerning. And you can't even rush four, or you can't rush five, because your corners are so bad.
I mean, obviously DJ James looks okay. Like, he's probably... DJ Turner looks okay, and then, like, that's pretty much it. Like, Cam Taylor-Britt looks solid as well, I guess.
If I was the Bengals defensive coordinator, I would just drop eight and rush three, because you're just not getting to the quarterback.
Well,
so
yes, I don't disagree with that. All fun and games till they just run the ball down your throat.
Yeah, obviously you can't rush three, but, like...
You rush four, and you play a lot of good zone. Which is all dependent on the players, not the coordinator. But it's just zone. It's going to be heavy.
Yeah, and with bad defenses, yeah. In the AFC, I don't think can take you very far.
No, they'll probably make the playoffs. But man,
I don't see this team making the playoffs.
I can see the turnaround. Their Super Bowl year, they were started 0-3 as well.
Oh. Yeah, but their defense got better, and the big thing with the Bengals is they allowed all their stars to leave.
Yeah, on defense.
But they haven't replaced them. But they have not replaced them at all, and that's concerning.
I was wondering, do they have this off season? Because I am a little concerned for it.
Dude.
They're sitting at 21st in cap space for next year. They're at 13th in cap space with $65 million. Is that right?
You said how much?
They have $63 million.
Okay, yeah.
For next year, which is still actually really good. There's a lot they can definitely fix. They really only have like two huge contracts or three huge contracts sitting there right now. Chase is two, so four. And then if you want Higgins, you got to pay Higgins. But they probably won't. They'll probably end up just drafting a guy early on. Which, if I'm them, and if I go to 1-4 after this week, I would trade Higgins.
Just 100%.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm trading Higgins. They'd probably do lose to this Ravens team.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
They will probably lose to this Ravens team. And I would trade Higgins. Yeah.
You might as well get value from him.
Yes, I would be asking for a second if you could, or at least like a third and extra. Just so you can get some players back. And you don't have to pay the guy. And you could probably just find a replacement in either free agency or something else.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know. I'm concerned for the Bengals team like you are. Just, yeah. This Panthers team also isn't just going to go anywhere, which is funny. Okay.
Do you know the Jaguars are on a 9-game losing streak right now?
I haven't heard that. I just wanted to check if he was hurt, if that's why he didn't produce. Man.
Doug Peterson might be out of a job.
Oh, Bill Belichick, you are the Jaguars head coach next year. Book it. I promise. I said it to you earlier, remember?
Yeah, you did.
I believe it right now.
And it would be great for the Jaguars.
It really would.
But you already know who's going to be quarterback. You made the joke.
No, I made
it. You texted me.
Jones.
I say we trade away Trevor Lawrence.
That's not what I said.
Put Mac Jones. Oh, no, this is what Bill Belichick's going to do.
Okay.
Yeah. Trade away Lawrence. Put in Mac Jones.
They could win it. Okay, they could win it. I don't know. They're sitting at top two seeding right now, I think. Aren't they? Yeah, they're the top seed right now.
Yeah. They're the only team that hasn't won this year.
Yeah. And the Dolphins are currently ranked second, Patriots at third, Bengals at four, Browns at five, Titans six, Panthers seven, Rams eight, Cardinals nine. And Giants, last but not least, at 10. That's the current draft order.
Oh, yeah.
Change, of course. Two QBs in the top 10. Neither of them are going top 4. Yeah. Honestly, it needs help on the offensive line, and it needs help on the defensive line and corner, especially corner. Emphasis on corner. So, obviously, if you got a guy like Travis Hunter or Will Johnson there, you pick him. They just don't look good. Like, this Texans team looks efficient, but they also have been without their running backs. Their top two running backs. And
they need Joe Mixon back.
They need Mixon, and they need Pierce. I really do think they need Pierce, too. Diggs looks solid. Nico looks phenomenal. He has been, I think he's like top 1-1-1-1-1. No? Okay, only two touchdowns, but 1-1.
Yeah, Nico Collins is
a
dog.
Yeah. Texans team obviously just look better.
The thing with the Jaguars is their offense is inconsistent. Like, their play calling's not that great, and then it's either a player drops the ball, Trevor Lawrence doesn't make that good of a throw, or the play calling's pretty crappy.
Which I think it's a combination of sometimes all three. Hold on 1 second. Gabe Davis signed a 3-year, $39 million contract with the Jaguars to put up what numbers this year? 9 receptions for 121 yards?
Hey, I did not like this move.
I know. I didn't either.
I did not.
Mm-mm. I don't think we didn't.
I mean, a positive Brian Thomas Jr., though, like...
He looks phenomenal. He has the number one in deep targets for rookies. So...
Yeah.
Good positives.
But yeah, the Jaguars. It's bad. It's poor.
It's really bad. I could see them having like their worst year, which I think we did end up having them last in the division.
Did we? Yeah, it was definitely the Jaguars or the Titans.
I have the Titans in the middle, which also looks bad. Well, it doesn't look bad. It just looks where I had them wins-wise bad.
I cannot wait to talk about that Titans game.
Oh, yeah. Poor everything.
Oh, yeah. We both had the Jaguars.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Your game.
Oh, yeah. My team. We started off slow. Our defense gave up some big plays there. I just didn't look like we were fully prepared for this team. We could not get the run game started at all. It looked like Matt Canada was our offensive coordinator there for the first half. Got a little nervous that he snuck into the stadium. I just think it's a fluke. I just think it was a fluke week for us. I just didn't think we came in prepared enough. Justin Fields still doing his thing. Mitch Fitzpatrick got called for a penalty that was a horrendous penalty. The NFL even came out and said like it wasn't a penalty.
Love when that happens.
Yeah, it's my favorite. Yeah, and we lost by 3 points. And it gave the Colts a first down.
Yeah, and the TJ Watt's been quiet.
He was quiet this game, but he was getting held. There are so many clips of him getting held, just did not call penalties. The refs this year have been crappy. They have been crappy. They're missing calls or just calling the wrong plays. And I hate whenever people blame it on the refs, but this year it's just pitiful.
I think the past couple of years has been bad.
Yeah.
Fields looks great, though. I want positive out of this game. Fields, it looks like maybe your future. Honestly, like there's less worry now.
But I'm just concerned we have to pay him this offseason, and I'm scared we might pay him too much. Yeah.
You're probably not going to pay him, but you will pay him. Cordell Patterson, though, should not be your RB1.
Yeah, I don't... Just Harris just couldn't get anything started, and he might be gone by the end of the year.
Maybe.
I really think he'll be gone by the offseason.
Probably this next offseason, I might trade him or something. Or
well, his contract's up, so we didn't even accept his fifth option.
Gotcha.
And so our top three wide receivers, or our top three receiving or yards receivers, are Pickens, Freiermuth, and then Najee Harris at three.
Yeah, Najee at least got stuff going in the pass game, but...
He does. But
you need a wide receiver too, man.
We need a wide receiver too, but Roman Wilson's coming back this... Or, that's good. Playing next week, I'm pretty sure.
That's good to hear.
But yeah,
my concerns right now are with the Colts. And are you gonna bring back in Anthony Richardson, or are you just gonna continue with Flacco?
I mean, look at Anthony Richardson, 3 for 4.
Okay, but
I mean,
Colt.
He probably
would miss his next 8 passes, so it would have been 3 for 12.
Oh, 100%. I was so confident. I was pretty confident going into this game because I was like, Anthony Richardson's going to throw a pick, you know, classic Richardson. Our defense is going to just destroy Richardson, get pressure on him and everything. But then Joe Flacco came in, and then I got nervous.
This shows me, though, that Anthony Richardson doesn't know how to use his talents. The minute Joe Flacco comes in, Pittman has his best game of the year. Downs has his best game of the year. Like, and that's concerning.
Yeah.
Like, Pierce was your wide receiver one through the first, like, 3 weeks, and that's not okay. Like, Pittman should have been your true wide one. You literally paid him. Also, Adonai Mitchell hasn't done anything, and that's concerning. So I feel a little better about the Patriots not picking him now.
Good to know. I mean,
the number one guy in separation.
Mitchell's been open, but
not as much.
Richardson's just missing throws.
I mean,
sadly,
he's also not as open as Jalen Polk, who's number
very true
in the NFL. Honestly,
yeah,
I'll still be 3-1 though. That's not bad.
I think we could win our division. I really do.
Anything's possible. Anything is possible in football.
But I would not expect a 9-8 season.
Okay, first thought with the Rams, I still haven't seen Blake Corum on a stat sheet. I thought you were drafting him for him to actually play football, not sit on the bench. So, curious where he's at. Stafford actually didn't look good this week. Obviously, he's down his top three wide receivers, so I'm cutting him a lot of slack with that.
Yeah.
Houston Atwell and Jordan Whittington are your top two guys. You're screwed. So,
I mean, and he's keeping these games close, though.
He really is. Within a score, like, credit where credit's due. Obviously, they had – no, they didn't. I thought they had a defensive touchdown. Like I said, they got something to make it 18. And then the Bears, oh, what was it? Oh, Caleb looked like a pocket passer. He didn't do anything special in this game, but he did what he could, did what he was supposed to. Have you seen how upset
DJ Moore? Yeah.
Yeah. Because Swift was your leader in both.
Yeah, I think
fantasy, and I really didn't appreciate that.
I think DJ Moore could be traded as well.
I wouldn't say that far yet. I think maybe off-season things change, but I'm concerned of the fact that he literally, hold on.
Well, I mean, I saw his next gen.
Fine, but he's 43rd in yards, and you just paid him.
I saw his next gen. There's a tweet that I saw with I don't even think I could find it if I'm being honest.
All good.
Oh yeah, no. His route tree's poor. They're just not giving him his next gen stats.
Deep ball guy, and they're not letting him deep. And Caleb also looks good at deep throws. He's just getting screwed. I don't appreciate it as a fantasy owner of him. It's just been
Yeah.
You might have cut out before.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I was looking at DJ Moore's.
Your phone.
Yeah, it's just not good. Mm-hmm. His route tree is just.
Well, they're not doing stuff with DJ Moore that they should be doing. He looked better with Fields. A lot better with Fields. I'm not saying anything wrong about Fields. I'm just saying more wrong with Caleb. Because, like, dude didn't even pass 200 yards again. Like, is he averaging over... No, he's not even averaging over 200 yards a game. He has more interceptions than he does touchdowns. You're the
first
pick. You should not be doing this.
He did go to the Bears. Their aura is just whole... all messed up.
The whole line would work.
Yeah. But I'm not too worried about Caleb. I'm really not. I trust in Caleb. I saw what he did in college. It's his first year. He's adjusting. The play calling in Chicago is not great.
Yeah.
So I kind of hope the Bears do not do that well, and then they fire their coaching and bring in better coaching.
See, I don't think the head coach is the issue because their defense is playing well. I think their offensive coordinator is the issue, and he sucks.
Yeah, that's That's the offensive coordinator. Yeah, that's the coach I'm talking about.
Yeah, because even the Seahawks players were like, oh, he sucked. Like, without saying it, but they said it. So if they fix that, they're fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Move on to the better rookie quarterback.
Golly, dude.
Who is this Jeremy McNichols? Like, what is this 2-touchdown game out of you, boy?
Dude, I'm pretty sure he had a good week last week, too.
That's wild. Okay, I was curious how Marvin Harrison did. He looked fine. It just seems like the Cardinals couldn't get anything going, I guess, in this game, right?
Yeah, that's basically how it went.
Washington just drowned him. Okay.
Kyler held on to the ball. He took unnecessary sacks this game. I mean, just the Commanders' offense just looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
Jaden Daniels.
Crap out of this Cardinals team, which my concern with this Cardinals team was their offense, not their offensive line. Slight concern with that, but their corners, and they looked like they were just getting toasted. I don't know. Jaden Daniels definitely looks like rookie of the year right now. Let's see. Hold on. He has, what is it? He has something crazy. Like, I forgot what it was, but it was.
Oh, his completion percentage, like through the first month, is the best of all time, I think, or something like that.
That is it. Let's see his rushing. So he's at 4-7 touchdowns, 7-1.
His rushing's very efficient.
He is a very efficient quarterback. He's what I saw with Stroud last year, but with legs. Like, a lot better legs.
His pocket presence needs to get a bit better.
Always expecting rookies, though.
But he's a rookie, yeah.
If this Commanders team gets, like, Davante Adams or something, though, they're going to be scary. They might not be amazing, but, like, they'll be at least kind of scary for a little bit. Obviously, they need help on the defense, but, like, the offense looks good.
Yeah.
Jaden is being very efficient, like you mentioned. Brian Robinson also looks like a stud running back right now, which is great to see after everything that's happened to him.
Yeah.
Man, there was a lot of fumbles by this Cardinals team. That undisciplined stuff just caught them, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't get to watch much of this game. I didn't get to watch a lot of these games, so I do apologize, guys. I'm more just going off the stats this week. I did get to watch a little bit of this.
Did you see Brock Purdy throwing 3 touchdowns on one drive?
Yes, I did.
He threw 3 touchdowns on one drive. That's bizarre.
I don't know. My first thoughts for the Patriots were our run game looks subpar. Our offensive line looks horrible, which you could blame the bad run game. Like, you could say that the fault of that is the O-line, which I'd agree with. Brissett looks like he was going to die in this game. He had a nice little touchdown to Austin Hooper. That was about it. Polk is finally starting to see targets more. I want to see more targets for Douglas, though. And Antonio Gibson should not be your leading wide receiver. Or not wide receiver. Your leading receiving person. I don't know. It's all just very concerning for me right now. Half the team got hurt during this game. Like, half the O-line. I'm not kidding. They literally got carted off. Brissett fumbled the ball 3 times. Lost it once. Recovered once. And Stevenson also lost the ball once. It was a whole mess in this game. It was really bad. Really, really bad. Guys who stepped up were McMillan, Peppers, and Gonzalez. Everybody else was kind of meh. It's just so bad right now. Like, there's so much talent that's just hurt for this team. It's really concerning. Yeah. Do you have any thoughts on this Niners team?
You should have paid Juwan Jennings. instead of Brock and Brandon Ayuk, I guess.
I mean, he did get paid. They did sign him again.
No, I'm talking about hit Brandon Ayuk's contract. They should have gave him that money.
Well, just because Ayuk didn't get to start the year, and guess who was on him when he didn't get the ball?
Who?
Gonzalez. So, of course he's not going to touch the ball.
I mean, yeah. I only saw bits and pieces of it because I just assumed that you were going to – that this is your team, so I was going to let you talk about it. Fred Warner.
It's insane. He does that Madden stupid thing that I can't stand when I play. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's been – through 4 weeks, he's been a great linebacker. I mean, no surprise, obviously, but like
– he makes me so mad.
Yeah.
Like that interception he had that he returned for a touchdown made me so mad.
Yeah. And I just want to say that Kyle Shanahan's play calling is very great. And we obviously knew this, but it just shows again because the non-stars are making, like, having big games and are playing really well.
Agreed.
So, and with a great quarterback too, honestly.
He's all right. I think Drake May is better.
To be honest. Wow.
I'm not biased, I promise. Moving on to the next game. Deshaun Watson, you gotta go. You gotta go, sir. Minshew looked garbage, but they still won this game. Did you stuff us up now?
Yeah, I'm looking up something real quick for Deshaun Watson.
Jerry Jeudy looks like wide receiver one for this Cleveland team, so I think Denver probably regrets trading him. At least I would. Amari Cooper still looks solid, but he's just not doing what he did last year.
Yeah.
And then if you look at this game, Adams didn't play, right? And then Myers kind of stepped up. But, like, man, they took a step back as an offense without him. So that was concerning. I don't know. I didn't watch this game. I just know Watson looked bad. And
yeah, it's the same game every week for the Browns.
It really is. Hold on. It's going to be like 20 points every week, right?
It's Deshaun Watson sucking, and then it's hilarious they beat the Jaguars out of and honestly, Deshaun Watson, like, throw Jameis Winston in. 4 games through the season, you're 1-3.
Yeah. I will give it this week. Who do they play? I just looked at it. But who do they play? Commanders? Yeah, they're probably going to lose. Won't be shocked if they do.
Deshaun Watson's EPA, 31st.
Yeah. I think we talked about that last week.
Yeah, it's just poor. It's just, you need to get rid of Deshaun Watson.
It's very sad, to be honest.
And they did have that one. They had a touchdown on the board, but they got flagged. I think their offensive line was holding. And it was a great throw from Deshaun, surprisingly, to Amari Cooper with like 4 minutes left, scored a touchdown, holding, took the points off the board.
That would have been really nice for my fantasy team, honestly.
Yeah.
Just both these teams look very mediocre. And frankly, I see the Raiders kind of just flattening out, so...
Yeah.
Browns too. Both these teams aren't gonna be good. It's kind of my takeaways from this week. Mahomes, what are you doing? That's my first thought from this game. You saw it too, right?
Yeah.
Decided I don't need a wide receiver, and decided to take out Rashee Rice's ACL, who is probably gone for the rest of the season. So now he's without Hollywood Brown and Rashee Rice. I don't expect them to be undefeated for long, because they look very beatable.
Oh, yeah, they look very beatable, but I'm not worried because Mahomes has been in this situation with no wide receivers, but he's got to step up his game.
He does. He looks awful.
He does not look that great. I think he's thrown an interception every game so far.
Yes, every game. At least one. He is barely above par when it comes to touchdown interception. He's 11th in yards. I don't know. I'm not concerned, but like, I'm wondering what the heck is wrong with Mahomes. Herbert was mad after this game. I would be too. The run game didn't get going at all. Wide receivers just didn't play well outside of Ladd.
I was about to say Ladd. Love to see Ladd. His yards after catch.
Yeah.
He is really good at that. Where is he? Where is he at, ranked at yards after catch? Because I would bet he's pretty high.
Where are these scores, Hushman? Didn't know that. Computer frames. I don't know.
Okay, he's only 89 yards.
Okay.
So, not too bad, but, like, I feel like I've seen a lot more. Yeah.
I don't expect it. I think this Chargers team with a wide receiver core just beyond Ladd McConkey could beat this Chiefs team, though. Like, it was way too close for comfort.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Mahomes, obviously, yes, has to step it up, too. I don't know. I'm concerned for this. Not concerned. I'm actually grateful this Chiefs team doesn't look as good as last year. I would be fine with them losing. Would not complain. So, yeah. Whoever ends up taking them out, great. But, yeah. I don't know. I didn't have much thoughts on this game. Low scoring. Outside of the Rashee Rice thing, didn't do anything with it, so.
Yeah, I mean, Rashee Rice got wrecked on the road and got wrecked in the field.
Dang. Yeah, I heard he was going 123 miles an hour again.
Golly, dude. I mean, well, apparently he might not be out for the season.
But they're probably just monitoring, trying to just hope for the best.
If he isn't out for the season, he's got plot armor or something.
He's got something like on his body. Man, okay, this game, I expected a Ravens win, honestly. I did, because there was no way they were starting 1-3. But man, Allen didn't do much in this game. The run game didn't do much in this game.
Allen
had some good plays, though. I will say, he had some great plays.
Josh Allen, after month one of NFL, he is my MVP.
I agree with you. He just didn't look great in this game.
Yeah, it was really after the first half, it just
flattened.
Yeah, it just flattened. Like, they just really couldn't get any offense going. The run game wasn't there. I mean, great defense performance from the Ravens.
Very great. They are still a top defense. Derrick Henry ran all over this team.
But it made me so upset because Derrick Henry would become like the first player or like the players with the most 200 yards game.
Yeah.
If he would have gotten 200 yards that game, this game. He was 1 yard away.
I mean, we still had reception, so I guess it was rushing yards kind of thing. But yeah. Coleman and Shakir looked solid. Kincaid looked solid, but beyond that, again, nothing. They just couldn't finish a drive, honestly. Turnovers were kind of heavy in this game. The trick plays didn't work. It was kind of dumb. Kyle Hamilton looks like a stud.
Yeah, Kyle Hamilton is an absolute unit. He reminds me of Mitch Fitzpatrick, where he's everywhere. He is everywhere.
I agree. As to why they gave this touchdown to Ty Johnson instead of James Cook to just decide, yeah, I'm going to sell Zane in the one fantasy league where it mattered, I don't know.
Yeah,
this, the Ravens just looked great on the ground. And apparently, this Bills team is going to be without, really without. They're without somebody for the next 4 weeks. Von Miller.
Von Miller, yeah.
Yeah. That's right. And so they're going to look even worse. I don't know. I'm not concerned for this Bills team at all, though. I think Allen will step it back up. I would feel sorry for the team that plays them this next week. Unless it's the Jets.
I just don't think the Ravens will be consistent enough.
I don't either. I think this Ravens team might be okay. Just curious how it ends up playing out.
Yeah. Maybe the Ravens go and try to get Devontae Adams. I would hate that. Please, Ravens, do not go do that. But
he's fire, though. Like, that would put that team up at, like, top.
Yeah. Books. Golly. I don't even know if I even want to talk about this game.
My only thoughts are, why is Lincoln flip farming? I hope he's better. He still looks better than Rudolph, in my opinion. But Titans have a QB problem. They have an everything problem. I think they have an O-line problem. I think they have a
wide receiver. Are you admitting Will Levis?
I think
is not the answer.
I think he could not be the answer, but I'm still going to give him the rest of the season. I have a rule. Tyler, you let Tyler Huntley run all over you. By the way, in a game, this is the most rushing yards Tyler Huntley has had in 1 week ever in his career.
I had the over on his rushing, though.
You did? I had the under.
Yeah.
So I was upset. I also had the over on Will Levis's passing yards, but...
Oh.
But in my opinion, if a player gets hurt...
Yeah, you can't really do much. Yeah.
That should kill the bet. Like, it should just be like, okay, you get your money back.
Did you see that final touchdown for the Titans where it was like 40 seconds left? Titans were like first and goal, second and goal. And they could have just kneeled it, but they ran it for a touchdown. Tony Pollard.
Pollard, that's funny.
It was like, dang, just doing the Dolphins dirty.
After the Dolphins being the Dolphins. I think this Patriots team could somehow beat this Dolphins team right now.
Oh, I think anyone could. Yeah. Their offense is awful.
They're not going to win a game until Tua's back, if Tua comes back at all.
I just don't understand why you just don't try to sign someone. Yeah. Like, yes, you signed Tyler Huntley, but...
No, like, I feel so bad for people who... Ugh, man. This Dolphins team just has a lack of backup quarterbacks. I would have called Brian Tannehill by now. And they haven't.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Ridley also disappeared, but he was dealing with Jalen Ramsey all day. So that's understandable. Hopkins should have stepped up more. Boyd should have stepped up more.
Yeah, their wide receivers core is just not looking that good.
Mm-mm. Which I thought that we both thought they'd look so much better. Remember?
Yeah. Concerning. Yeah, we were excited for this.
On paper, this team looked great. Okay?
Yeah.
It's on paper. You never know. Yeah. Final game, though. I did get to tune in a little to this game. Amon-Ra St. Brown looks good. Williams looks like actually what he was supposed to look like. Jahmyr Gibbs had a good game. 2 touchdowns. Goff had a perfect game. That's what I wanted to talk about.
That is bizarre.
History. And he had a receiving touchdown.
I had a bet. I mean, it still hit, but I put like $1 bets this week because I just realized on Sleeper you can actually bet when you're 18.
Yeah.
And I put anytime touchdown for St. Brown, DK Metcalf, Nick Folk over 1.5 field goals, and something else. And it all hit except the DK Metcalf touchdown. And I was so in pain, dude. And then St. Brown threw that touchdown, and I was like, no way, St. Brown's not going to score a touchdown. But he eventually did.
Yeah. Yeah. Kenneth Walker looks great, though. That was another positive from this game. Yeah. They have a run game, finally. The Seahawks team has a run game. They have wide receivers. I actually ended up trading for Geno in the league you're in on Dynasty for 3 third-round picks because I needed a better wide receiver, or another QB. Because it was that or play Taysom Hill, and I'm not doing that.
Yeah, no, that's awful, yeah.
Again, though, Jared Goff, great day. Like, wow.
Yeah, this was the game the Lions needed on offense.
The Seahawks and Lions, always, every time they play, they always give us this most entertaining game of the year, and I don't understand it. Like, do they have a pact? Say, we're not playing defense, we're just going to both score until we can't.
Yeah.
Of course, Geno kind of didn't look as... Like, he threw 400 yards, but, like, for what? About 400 yards. Again.
I mean, I think the Seahawks team is legit, though. I think they...
They're legit, yeah.
They can compete. I mean, they still... They also had 4 or 5 injuries on the defensive side. And big-name injuries.
They were, yeah.
So... Yeah.
I'm a little concerned for the Seahawks team, but, yeah. That was a good game, though. I will say I enjoyed that game.
It was a good game, yes.
Wait, no, not Monday Night Football. What am I on? Thursday. Then, football. The Bucks and the Falcons. Yeah, unless you have any more on those games. Did you have any more thoughts on those games?
No.
Gotcha. Ooh, okay.
I'm excited for this one.
I actually think it's going to be a good Thursday night game.
This is a big game, too.
It is. I don't want to give it to the Bucks. But at the same time, it's a home game in the division. So, wait, okay, isn't Kirk Cousins bad on primetime?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Okay, yeah, for sure. I'm going with the Bucks, 100%.
I know, but, like, give me the Bucks.
And Kirk has just been inconsistent this season. Yeah. Like, this is just not the same Kirk.
Mm-hmm. And now, what's his name? Baker has 2 good wide receivers playing great because Godwin's on a contract here and Evans is just, well, Evans. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but we're both going Bucks on this game. So.
Yeah.
Any more thoughts on this past week of football? Anything
no.
for the next week?
Excited for. Well, I just have an overall thought on these past 4 weeks. Since it's 1 month after it, this season just feels really strange.
Yeah.
The passing is down. The Commanders are 3-1. It just the projected bad teams are good. Somewhat good. Yeah, it's just such a weird season. Like, the whole vibe of this season's off.
It's up on its head, honestly. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's entertaining.
This is 100%. This NFL season has CTE.
It's your boy.
Antonio Brown.
Yeah, it's Antonio Brown. I don't know why I can't remember your name. But,
nah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have any more thoughts other than what you were kind of saying. So I feel like we can wrap it up for this week. Or this episode. Because we're going to record Thursday and have it up on Friday. So I just want to say thank y'all for listening to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. Be sure wherever you're listening to leave a like, follow, subscribe, or comment. We always appreciate it. If you'll just agree with any takes or anything, let us know down in the comments below. as always, thank you all for tuning in. Hope you all tune in to the next one, and peace out.
Peace.